today in the life of the Church, we celebrate the feast of St. Matthias, the apostle chosen in order to replace Judas, the son of perdition. And as St. Peter tells us in the first reading of Judas, that his encampment be desolate, that is, that no one follows the way of Judas, no one embraces the teaching that Judas embraced, that is, his rejection of Christ the King. And so St. Matthias was chosen to replace the son of perdition, and the one requirement was of those who St. Peter would choose to replace the fallen Judas was that they be a witness to the resurrection. And so Matthias was chosen by lots because he was one of the original followers of the Lord who also witnessed to the resurrection of the Lord. And so he was incorporated in that mystery by which he was to go forth and teach all nations. And what is perhaps most astounding of the apostles is that all of them, save the blessed apostle St. John, suffered a modest death. But even St. John can be celebrated as a martyr, and red vestments can be worn on his feast day because it was only a miraculous preservation that prevented him from burning to death in the cauldron of oil in which he was by the Roman Emperor's decree placed in order that he too may die a modest death. St. Matthias is said to have been an untiring teacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ and also was known for his mortification in the order of the flesh, that is, primarily known for his virtue of temperance, for he insisted on mortification of the flesh so that we do not allow it to drag us down. And ultimately, he would be brought, although there is question as to the exact nature of his martyrdom, the predominant opinion was that he was stoned in Jerusalem and asked that the stones that were being used to stone him be buried in order that they witness not against his persecutors. But that did not accomplish his death, and so he was ordered by the leaders of the Jewish people to be beheaded, and thereby gave his life for the kingdom of God. It is said that his final words were ultimately, when he was told to repent of his teachings, that he would no sooner repent of the truth than to give up his life for it. And so he refused to repent, that is, he refused to deny Christ as the son of perdition did, and so he would give up his life in a glorious witness to his love of Jesus Christ. And the apostles particularly proved to us that expression of St. Augustine, that the blood of martyrs is the seeds of Christians. And so the Church was truly purchased through the apostolic succession, and most especially every apostle who, except for St. John, by miraculous preservation, shed their blood for the kingdom of God. And so truly we have a church whose edifice was built on the rock-solid faith of the apostles, and they were to go forth until the end of time to teach all nations. And so let us particularly on the feast of St. Matthias and on the feast of all the apostles commend to Almighty God, Holy Mother Church, and most especially let us commend to their care the bishops who are the successors of the apostles in the life of the Church. For the apostles, with St. Matthias and the others, would establish the Church on such a solid foundation that Christ would first establish his reign as King over the hearts of men through the Eucharistic sacrifice of the Mass. That love of the Eucharist would spread to society, and so Christ would come to reign over the intellectual order of mankind, that is, in the Holy Roman Empire. And ultimately, from that intellectual formation, Christ would come to reign over the whole of society, so that it could truly be said that the apostles paved the way for what was known as Christendom. Christendom has faded in our time because Christ has been rejected. There is more imitation of the apostate apostle rather than those who persevered by the shedding of their blood until the end in the love of Jesus Christ. And so let us particularly ask the apostles to intercede so that all their successes may come to know, love, and serve Jesus Christ again, so that that kingdom may be established, which was formerly known as Christendom, when Christ reigned over the whole of the life of mankind. By his love in the Eucharist, by his teaching in the intellectual formation of the whole of society, and by his kingship, that is, by leaders who governed according to the principles that were established by Jesus Christ, that is, they accepted the Ten Commandments as the rock-solid foundation for all the laws and all the institutions of the land. And when we understand this, we understand very clearly that Christ no longer reigns at large over the whole of society. And so it is our mission to go forth in imitation of the apostles, even to the shedding of our blood, in order to see that kingdom reestablished and the love of Jesus Christ present in the whole of society. And so this day may Saint Matthias take time from his heavenly throne to intercede for us in our time, so that we may again come to know those profound mysteries that the apostles were willing to die rather than to compromise. And in their death, they would establish the foundation for which would rise the greatest edifice that will ever be on this earth, that is, Holy Mother Church. And so, in this day and age when her visibility seems to be waning, let us pray that through the apostles there may be a miraculous restoration of Holy Mother Church, that is, a restoration by which she comes to be the guiding principles for all societies and for all human institutions, so that what can be accomplished is that which the Lord has said, that is, to love one another, that is, to have a society based on charity, so that we may come to know and love that doctrine which Saint Matthias was said particularly to preach. While he was tough on himself, his preaching was noted for pointing out the mercy of God. And so, let us truly commend ourselves, and most especially the enemies of Holy Church, to the mercy of God, so that they may leave the encampment of Judas and all who think like him, and be established again in the encampment of God, where they work their salvation out and ultimately gain that prize of joy which alone can bring fulfillment to the human heart, when they gaze upon the Lord with all the angels and saints by way of the beatific vision for all eternity in heaven.